Verse 1, it says there, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him." And then over again to this passage that I read earlier in 1 Peter 3. I did say I was going to tell you what this baptism is about, what Peter is speaking about in verse 21 of 1 Peter 3, comparing it with the Noah going through, being saved through water, not by water, but through water. "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him." Just to be short, baptism, when I think about baptism, it means to identify yourself with Christ in his death. Christ died for me. Baptism doesn't bring you into heaven. If you're not saved and you're being baptized, you go in a dry sinner and you come out a wet one. That's all it does. But if you have personally put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then what you're saying now to the world, "From now on, I want to follow a rejected Christ. The Lord Jesus is rejected. I want to follow him. He's rejected. I believe that he's in heaven. He's glorified. I want to take this first step of discipleship." Biblically speaking, baptism is the first step of discipleship. I step out and I put my allegiance with the Lord Jesus. I stand under his banner. And you say goodbye to your old life. Just like I heard a story one time. There was an old man. He was being saved. He was saved. And he was baptized, and he was quite old already, but he was so excited. And while he was being baptized, was in the river, when he come up, he did like this. And people at the shore wondered, "What is he doing?" And a man said, "He's saying goodbye to the world." And that's exactly what it is about. You're saying goodbye to your old life. And God sees you in Christ. And now you say, "Christ died." And that's what baptism is, a burial. It's a burial in water. And you say, "Okay, I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, so I'm being buried as well in water. I identify myself with the Lord Jesus," as if you're buried with him in the water. And now you come up again, because we don't leave Morgan in the water. You come up again, and now you're going to walk in newness of life. Your life has been changed through the gospel. Now you say, "From now on, I want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I belong to him." Now, this passage in 1 Peter 3, that is one of the most misunderstood passages in the Bible. Baptism, the word salvation, doesn't always mean the same as going to heaven. For example, in this text, in 1 Timothy 2, verse 15, it says about women, "They shall be saved through childbearing." Well, it obviously doesn't mean going to heaven. What does it mean? They shall be preserved in their role as a woman by having children and being a mother and by being a family person. And so here, what in this context, what Peter is teaching is for the Christians to have a good conscience. That's what he says there in verse 16 and so on. And he's saying now, baptism symbolizes a complete break with the old life. Just like Noah in his days, he came to a new kind of a world when he went through the waters of the flood. And Peter exhorts his readers to be resolved and take a public stand behind Christ by being baptized. See, in those days, you would be persecuted when you were a Christian, just like it is in many countries today. And when you take the step of baptism, you belong publicly to the Lord Jesus. You could be persecuted for your faith. We could see those days too. And so Peter is exhorting his readers to take this public stand behind the Lord Jesus, to pledge allegiance to the Lord Jesus through baptism. And if you do this, this act of public baptism and everything that goes with it, taking this clear break from your old life, that will save you from having to sacrifice your good conscience to man. See, if you take this public stand, you will keep your good conscience. It will save you from the temptation to sacrifice your good conscience and avoid persecution. God wants you to take that step of baptism if you're truly saved, and that will save you from giving up your good conscience, which is the context here. And you see that also further in the verses in chapter 4, where it says, and this is coming after baptism, because baptism only takes a minute or two, but the life that comes after will take you a whole lifetime. And this is what it says, and I think this is very important. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Now notice this. This is about the baptized person, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So you break, when you get baptized, you publicly declare to this world, I belong to Christ, I'm identified with him. And from now on, I want to follow him. I pledge allegiance to the Lord Jesus. And I want to keep a clear conscience, not sacrifice my conscience before men by avoiding persecution and opposition. And if you do this, this is what the command of the Lord Jesus is. Be baptized. If you're saved here today, if you're saved, then baptism, you need to be baptized. It's not a suggestion. It's a clear command from the highest authority in the universe, the Lord Jesus.